This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The death toll on mainland China from the coronavirus outbreak has now exceeded 900. China's National Health Commission reported another 97 deaths Sunday, along with more than 3,000 new cases coming after a drop in the number of reported cases Saturday, the first drop in more than a week. Meanwhile, Britain confirmed its fourth case of coronavirus and Spain its second, with both cases acquired by people who had made trips to France. Millions of people remain under lockdown in Hubei, the landlocked province at the center of the coronavirus outbreak, where residents are complaining of food shortages. Earlier, Chinese officials reported the death toll for coronavirus had passed that of SARS epidemic in 2002 and 2003. Thailand residents continue to mourn over its worst ever mass shooting. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
Buddhist monks in northeast Thailand burned candles, prayed, and chanted on Sunday for the victims of the country's worst mass shooting. A soldier angered over a financial dispute gunned down pedestrians and bystanders as he sped down a street in an army Humvee Saturday. He left 29 dead and nearly 60 wounded. Security forces shot and killed the soldier after a 12-hour standoff inside a shopping mall on Sunday. Thailand's prime minister expressed sorrow and called the incident unprecedented. Officials say the attacker was a trained sharpshooter who took special army classes on ambushing the enemy. The death toll surpassed Thailand's last major attack on civilians, a 2015 bombing at Bangkok's Erawan Shrine, in which 20 people were killed. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Ukraine's president has asked Pope Francis for help in securing the release of prisoners of war held by Russia and Russia-backed separatist fighters in eastern Ukraine. Volodymyr Zelensky made that request after a meeting with the pontiff at the Vatican on Saturday. This is VOA News.